manager.
Oh, yeah.
No, and also the manager couldn't follow me into the toilet.
Well, he did once.
Yeah.
To me.
Can I just let you know, just before you talk anymore, that we're going to be cutting all of this.
Oh, and we're going live.
Damn it! Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, Fixer Felix Grimes! Plus music from Wilco and Jacob Slade. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rowe. Hey everybody, welcome to Radio Go. Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. Producer Tom is rubbing his throat as though I had somehow damaged his throat by talking, as though whatever I'd done to my own voice by shouting the introduction had in some way inflicted some sort of telepathic, telekinetic vocal strain upon his own voice, which, to be honest with you, is pretty remarkable given that he's not allowed to talk on mic, as we all know. But listen, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your support. Now, more than ever, what the world really needs is more comedic, light-hearted radio. That's I think what's gonna solve everything. It's a special day here at the radio station. The building that we use was actually built 108 years ago. And 15 days ago today. It's a really special anniversary. We live in a very, very old building. Well, I don't live here. Producer Tom does live in the station. I have asked before about his living situation, and he's asked me multiple times not to bring it up on the air, but you know, big deal. It's not like it's publicly available information. The address is publicly available. Oh, so they could come. Well, yeah, but they don't know that you're on the 8th floor. Oh, they do know that you're on the 8th floor. Because I've just told them. Right, that makes sense. Getting a lot of stony glares from producer Tom. Not to mention my guests. You know, sometimes we have these people, they come into the studio, I don't know who they are. I think they're like shareholders of the radio station, and they just sort of sit on a chair in the corner with their arms folded, listening to me jabber on meaninglessly. But what they don't appreciate, listener, what only you and I appreciate, is that this isn't meaningless. You know, what we're fostering here is a real human connection. You know, admittedly, one way I can't and don't want to listen to anything that you have to say, but nonetheless, I think it's important. I think that there's something special going on between us, and we're making magic here at Radio Go. That's what I want to say. Later on, we're going to be making magic with a very special guest. We have a fixer coming in named Felix Grimes. I couldn't help but notice when I read his name on my production notes this morning that Felix Grimes is an anorak. An anagram of Fixer Gyms, Fixer Games, very nearly. It's almost an anagram. Anyway, in the meantime, let's listen to a song. Here is a throwback song to late 90s, very possibly early noughties. It's from the legendary Mermaid Avenue album by Billy Bragg and Wilco. This is one of the Wilco tracks. It's called Hoodoo Voodoo. Hope you enjoy it here on Radio Go.
And we're off.
Whew.
That's good.
I don't know. I feel like I've done better.
Well, you sort of doxed me live on radio, which was...
That's true. But if we marked me down for every monologue where I accidentally revealed a piece of personal information about you...
It's a good thing I'm house-sitting right now, because if anyone wanted to get me... I'm not saying they would.
You're house-sitting in the station, or you're house-sitting someone else?
I'm house-sitting someone else.
Where are you house-sitting?
Well, they don't want me to tell anyone, because they are sort of quite, like, well-to-do.
Yeah, that's fine. But so we're off the air.
It's a big big, all I'll say is a big mansion.
Very, very
big mansion.
How big?
Well, there's a roller coaster in the back garden. There's a McDonald's.
In the house. Ooh,
yeah,
very nice.
Very fun.
They say that Barbara Streisand has like a shopping mall in her basement.
Like the McDonald's in this, with the amount of money they have,
yeah.
Why do they not just have a chef that makes actual good food?
Especially...
It feels like a kid's dream house.
It does. Are you house sitting for Richie Rich?
Shut up.
I knew it!
Shut up.
I knew it! Don't worry, the chap in the corner's he's not listening to anything we're saying.
I didn't even... The shareholders will get on to me about it.
They won't.
I didn't even mention...
Is his name in the movie? Is it Richard?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
In the movie? What are you talking about?
The movie Richie Rich.
They've made a movie?
Well, that's how I know about him.
Oh.
I know you know about him just because he's your friend.
I basically just picked this up on House Sitters. TrustedHouseSitters.com.
TrustedHouseSitters.com.
When I signed up, I had no idea who they were.
Mm. What was his username on the website?
It was... I forgot now. It was Kay McAllister.
What's it really?
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah, and now I'm just... House sitting there, home alone.
That's got to be pretty.
Yeah,
it's got to be pretty fun.
Yeah,
you not run into any trouble.
No. Not like the time I was lost in New York.
All right, I think
it's just me and my girl.
I think we got that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, oh crap, we're gonna go live back.
All right, get the guests.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Hoodoo Voodoo. Lovely song, lyrics by Woody Guthrie. Complete nonsense. I love it. It's fantastic. You're all welcome. I'm joined now in the studio by our guest of honour, and he seems like a man of honour just from looking at him. I'll allow him to describe himself physically just as soon as he begins talking. I'll let him say hello, and then we'll probably get some pleasantries out of the way, and then I'll ask him to physically describe himself, as is tradition. His name is Felix Grimes, and he's a fixer. Felix, welcome to Radio Go.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming.
I think you should physically describe me.
No,
do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
In great detail.
How much detail?
Oh,
okay. Listeners, like, I'm already feeling alphaed by Felix Grimes here. I would say that you're probably, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
Massive, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere about there. And at a guess, you're probably... I mean, you're incredibly skinny. Like, you're kind of thin as a rake and longer than a rake would be how I describe you. A classic beanpole. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
And then on top of that, obviously, red mohawk. Can't go without mentioning that. I can see now because you're standing, you're doing a little twirl. You got the Pepsi jeans, limited edition.
A really combo, you know.
Yeah. When did you get
I'm
those?
Surprised you didn't mention the piercing blue eyes. That's what most people, when I'm just a bit far away.
I make a habit never to look my guests in the eyes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
it's guests and wolves, the two.
Yeah.
So, enough of that. I think people have a clear image of you in their head. We don't need to set the table any further. We can just go right into it. Felix, you are a fixer, is that right?
It is, yeah.
Fantastic. What do you fix? You didn't bring any obvious toolkit with you. I mean, why would you? You're not here for work.
There's a few bits around the office that I'd have a crack at.
Oh, really? What kind of thing?
I mean, just generally the woodwork's a bit shoddy, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's all kind of it's fairly new in. It's like unvarnished.
Yeah,
we're getting around to it.
It's like a proper IKEA special, isn't it?
Nothing wrong with IKEA.
Well, I mean, I just. When you guys contact me,
hmm.
I just thought you're a bit, you know, a bit more up there.
We are up there, you know. We're one of the most famous radio shows in the entire world.
Well, I mean,
probably.
Yep.
Cabinet.
Aww.
We're actually one of the most famous shows in the entire world.
Oh!
Great.
See? Do you feel more at home in your offices now?
I do. Thank you. Thanks,
there's
Felix.
Another problem I've already fixed for you.
So you're a general purpose fixer.
Exactly. Wow. You've got a problem? I'll fix it.
And may I ask what brings you onto the show today?
Well, you know, it's been a tough time for everyone at the moment.
Mm, yeah, that's
and,
true.
And people in my industry have found it same. So, you know, I just thought with my particular set of skills, I'd come on, we'd have a little chat, and then maybe some people would reach out, you know.
Ah,
yeah.
So
it's a little bit of advertising.
You're drumming up business. Of course, no problem at all. You know, we've had salesmen on the show before.
Really?
You don't like salesmen?
Not particularly.
What do you have against people who sell things? Because arguably you're selling yourself right now. I mean, you know, you're selling your time, your skills, as you said. You know, I don't. When I say selling yourself, I don't mean like selling your body.
That's why you didn't comment on my piercing blue eyes, wasn't it?
That didn't.
Yeah.
That didn't come out right.
Mm.
I have to apologise. I'm sorry. This is the third time this month that I've used that phrase on live on the air, and I've been told that if I use it for the shareholder's shaking his head. This is not good. Oh boy. Look, let's get this interview back on track, Felix. So, why should people hire you if they're gonna need, like you say, you know, maybe some doors fixing or some electrical works, maybe?
The doors are just an entry point, as doors are usually.
Uh-huh.
But we go in, you know, we think about doing doors, and then we have a chat about what other problems, you know, you might have going on.
Okay, what kind of things might that be?
Well, I don't know. It's again. Well, we already talked about the cabinetry thing. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, we sorted that. Oh no, but maybe we haven't sorted it yet. I think it's still.
we're not going back to that. Well,
it's not sorted yet, but. It's very expressive cabinetry.
So those ones aren't IKEA, actually.
Oh.
We went to the haunted furniture maker down the road.
That'll be it. Yeah,
I think it's got some... And that's not a furniture maker who is haunted. That's a maker of haunted furniture.
Of course.
Yeah. Goes without saying.
Absolutely.
You were saying... the door's no good.
Well, no. You know, we get past the doors. We figure out what else is going on in someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Some problems that they might be facing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figure out ways to fix them. So, you know, say you've been having problems at work with that salesman that you were talking about.
Sure, he was a menace.
Exactly.
Timothy Gum, you remember him?
Well, I don't.
Sorry, Tom's nodding furiously. That's fine. He was a menace. So yeah, if we were having problems with a guest, like if for example we were struggling to get a guest to arrive at their thing.
Well, that's something I'd say. Often, I think the solutions are making people go away.
Oh.
I think solutions in terms of getting people to turn up.
Uh-huh.
Now that's something that requires, I mean, a whole different package. And I mean, and that is an option that I'll offer.
Okay.
But, and it's not just like a taxi service,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's an easy way to get them. But
yeah.
You really need to give them an incentive. You know?
To get the picture here, Felix Grimes, that when you say you're a fixer, you're not just fixing, you know, menial things, but is it possible that you're fixing, dare I say it, crimes?
Yes.
Okay.
Also,
that's okay. We don't judge. We can have criminals on the show. There's nothing
I do
that.
Is menial.
Oh, what do you mean
so,
by that?
So, well, you said not just fixing menial stuff.
Right.
Nothing I do is menial.
Okay, so you only do crimes.
Well, I mean, doors aren't menial tasks. It requires a lot of skill.
I guess.
I just take exception a little bit to you calling half of the work that I do menial.
Is it really half? You'd say you do half crimes, half non-crimes?
45-55.
In which direction? What do you do more of?
Oh.
Wait, so you had the numbers, but you didn't know which way around they went.
Look, well, I started off half and half.
It sounds like it's 50-50.
It's pretty 50-50. Yeah. I just want, look.
I think doors are meaning will work. I personally think I could fix a door, and I don't know shit about Jack, you know? Figuratively speaking.
We should have a door off. I could fix a door off.
All right, you're on. Yeah.
All right, we'll sort it out.
Actually, I reckon we can probably do that. Why don't we see if we can find some broken doors here in the studio? We'll bring them up.
Yep.
We'll bring up the frames as well. We'll get those installed. And then we'll see which of us can fix a door fastest.
And what's the... How are we going to judge it?
Oh, well, I guess producer Tom could be the judge. Yep. Maybe
no
the...
squeaking.
No squeaking.
Or lots of squeaking.
I'm sorry.
It might fit well for the rest of your furniture. If you've got a particularly squeaky...
Yeah, okay, I see what you... Sorry, it took me a second to catch up to what you were saying there, but I'm with you.
See,
okay.
this is why you can't do what I can do.
Well, I agree that I probably can't do the criminal part, because it sounds like you're talking about kidnapping and murder, respectively. Like, you're murdering people to make them disappear, and you're kidnapping people to make them appear where I want them to appear. Is that fair to say?
I've never... done a crime. Other people that I know do the crimes.
Well, hold on. But you contact them to do the crimes.
Does it mean that I did the crime?
You're an accessory, which is a crime. I don't want to even get a lawyer on
you. Look, I don't have a legal background, but I don't think there's anything accessory to murder. That's... What a stupid phrase.
Well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Listen, we have to go to a song. Can you stick around? Maybe we can do the door off in the second half.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have more with Felix Grimes right after this. This is a song called Deep Blue by Jacob Slade. Enjoy it on Radio Go.
Caught in a loop. And we're out. It's funny you should mention doors, because we do have two door frames that are missing doors.
Really?
Since we bought the new furniture from that.
Oh, wait, didn't two people come in and break down our doors several weeks ago?
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah. They came to take all the furniture, didn't they? That's why we've got all this furniture from that auction.
From the haunted...
From that chateau in France. All the staff got turned to furniture. The lord of the chateau got turned into a beast.
Can I ask you, Tom, have you been falling asleep watching Netflix again?
Disney Plus.
Or Disney Plus, I suppose, in this case.
Yeah, doesn't change the fact that the furniture we have is haunted and bought from a chateau in France.
It doesn't change that. Okay, Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about fixing doors?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I'm
a little worried that I've gotten myself into an argument with a guy and I've brashly claimed that I could fix a door when really I don't know anything about fixing doors.
You've no idea what to do, mate.
I've not worked a day in my life.
No, you've never worked a day in your life.
I don't know anything about manual labour.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, go get me a couple doors, right? Bring them up. And then when we do the fix-off, the debate...
the debate.
Debate's not the word I want.
Door bait.
Yeah. The door-a-thon.
Yeah.
The thing that we're going to do. When we do it, can you just... You're going to be the judge. But, you work for me, right? So, could you just throw it in my favour?
What do you say, cabinet?
How did I know you were going to ask the cabinet for assistance?
They're very, very good at... providing advice.
Really? Because they really can only make one noise.
They worked as a housemaid for 20 years.
Wait, is this under
the lord of the chateau.
No, is this like an R2-D2 situation where you can understand them even though the rest of us can't?
You can't understand it? Oh.
No, I don't know what it means.
Oh, it's just an approval.
Okay.
It's sort of a yes or no scenario.
So you're going to throw it for me?
Like Captain Pike from Star Trek,
Yes.
Yeah. What?
So you're going to throw the contest? in my favour.
Throw it?
Yes. You're going to pretend like I win no matter what happens.
Oh, right. I can't throw doors, Riley. It's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Look, you're going to throw this for me, okay?
We'll see what happens.
No,
he might be terrible at making doors.
He's not. Look at him. He's so tall.
He's a crime.
He's a crime.
He's a criminal.
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why you shouldn't feel bad about throwing the contest in my favour, right? Oh. Cheaters never prosper. In this case, we're just cheating him. We're cheating him a lesson.
Hmm. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I don't like that lack of commitment. But okay.
Songs over in...
Now! Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Deep Blue by Jacob Slade. Love that little song. I found that one in, you know, digging in the content mines, as I'm wont to do on a Friday, getting ready for the show. You may not know this, listener, but I actually personally pick out every single song for Radio Go. Every so often, station management will send me a carrier pigeon telling me, don't play that song! And you know what I say to them? I say, yes, sir, absolutely. No problem, apologies, won't happen again. But it does. Anyway, we're here with Felix Grimes, the fixer. Felix, welcome back.
All right.
Thanks for sticking around. Did you enjoy that song?
Well, I didn't hear much of it. I went to Lou. But it was a bit odd.
Tom try and follow you in?
Well, it would have been very easy. because there weren't any doors.
It's a door-free floor.
Yeah. Although, you know, when you go to like public toilets and stuff and the locks don't line up, like, isn't that the most annoying thing? Yeah. That's the thing for my, when I'm doing my doors, that's the thing that I pride myself on, is that your lock, you know, you want...
Getting the lock lined up.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to be able to take it and... slide it, you know, like I don't even want to put any WD-40 on it. You want it to slide over, and it's like, oh, and it goes straight into. I don't always use proper names for old stuff. You slide it, and it just goes straight in.
So you're good with locks.
Yeah.
Oh.
But only slide it once. Like, keys.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, we've got the safe.
You're good with locks, but bad with keys.
Sorry, I just ask him because we've got the safe in the office.
Yeah. The office safe.
That has never been opened.
Oh. Not as long as we've been in the show, you know, in this studio anyway.
No.
We don't know what's in there.
No.
I've tried every combination.
I haven't tried every combination.
Well, I haven't opened.
Apparently not.
I have. It's sort of how I get to sleep.
explain that one to me, Tom.
Just playing around with a safe lock.
Oh, you sleep here in the studio?
Well, not when I'm house sitting.
Oh, right, because you're house sitting for Kevin McAllister.
Shut up.
Listeners, don't worry. That was a joke. And if you didn't get it, then it's just a sophisticated form of comedy.
Yeah.
And by the way, actually, listeners, just as a blanket rule, if there's any times where you think that there's something that like sounds like it could have been funny but wasn't, it was just too sophisticated for you. That's just for future, like every time that we say a sentence in this show.
So, yeah, when I am sleeping here, I click the safe lock and it sends me to sleep. I try to do it, but with the spare time I have, I try to unlock the safe. I have tried every combination, it just won't.
Is it one of those ones that you have to do like clockwise and anti-clockwise? Have you just been doing clockwise on it?
I've just been going around.
You've been doing the triple clockwise.
All you're actually doing there is counting.
Yeah.
you could substitute that with sheep. It's just the classic.
I don't think we could fit that many sheep in here.
It's just the classic counting sheep. I'm not suggesting you actually bring in sheep in.
I don't know what you're not suggesting again in that case.
Just counting. It's just the classic counting sheep.
How many sheep do you think you could fit in this studio?
Whole sheep.
It's fun because it's like one of those sort of how many sweeties in the jar thing, because I actually know this answer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Just in the same way that you know from looking at any jar how many sweets are in it, right? You don't have that power?
No, because when we did that, I actually counted the sweets as I was putting them in.
What do we what easy. Do we win if we get the sheep? Question.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it this way.
Nothing.
What if?
Well, what's the point?
What if whichever of us gets closest to the correct answer about the sheep, they get to go first or second in the door fixing competition that we've got to have after this?
Why are you winking at me, Riley? What's going
on? I'm just saying, anyone who goes closest to the number of sheep that only Tom knows gets to go first after that.
Hmm.
How about that? It seems like a fair wager, right, Felix?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. So,
okay, I'm going to say 61.
Okay.
Is that it? See, I think it's way more than that.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Look at the size of this, and also you haven't specified the size of the sheep. And the picture of what I've got is quite a small sheep, so you could fit way more in. So, but I think it's way more. But mm-hmm. I'm gonna go for 62, aren't I?
Ah,
got you.
Price
there,
is Right rules. Damn,
you fool!
Shouldn't have guessed first.
The answer is
yeah,
5.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, because we only had 5 in.
Wow. We really overestimated, Felix.
I feel like you've taken me for a ride here.
No. Listen, that's the adjudicator's final word.
You're saying that's just the amount of sheep that you have brought into this place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
all right.
That's not the question you asked. You said, how many can you get in it? As in, like, if it were packed, top to bottom with sheep.
Well, that's not strictly what we said. You know, we said how many.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I hadn't really thought about it before.
I don't know. Let's.
There's no way to know.
We could rewind the tape. So, how many sheep do you think we could fit in this studio, top to bottom, if we packed the entire place? Oh shit! You're right.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
Well, in that case, it would be 75.
Oh, damn it, Tom.
So you won.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, Felix. So have you got the doors ready, Tom? We've got to get on with this door-a-thon before the show finishes.
I'm just going to run after them. they're trying to break out again, these doors.
Oh, yeah, we should mention, Felix, I don't know if you ever worked with live doors before, but these ones, when you try and fix them into the frames, they will be trying to run away from you.
Hey, look, there's ways and means to sort that.
All right.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, get it in place.
This one's
lovely. Thank you. I'll have that one.
Jim. There we are. Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Jim the Door.
What a lovely specimen.
I want to. Can I briefly interview Jim the Door?
Hello.
Hi, Jim. How long have you been here in the studio?
5 days.
5 days. And are you feeling ready to settle down? Find a place to be fixed in place?
I'm feeling creaky.
No, clearly. Well, we'll get that sorted out. Thanks, Jim.
You are looking wonderful.
Thank you.
I don't know. Fraternizing with the doors, you know, before you fix them is.
Are you going to put hinges on me?
Oh, this is getting weird.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna.
Okay.
Bet you're looking forward to that, aren't you?
Oh, okay. I don't know if I like this. Okay, Tom, are you...
I've got the other door.
Okay. what's this one called?
Meet Morrison.
Morrison, welcome to Radio Go.
Hello.
Oh. Morrison, just could you just speak a little bit louder? We've got microphones, you see. Oh, okay. Morrison might not be much of an interview subject. No. So, Morrison, I'm going to be fixing you into a hinge. Are you okay, Morrison?
Oh, sorry. I'm a reclaimed door.
Oh, I
yeah, yeah. I used to be made out of a coffin.
Oh boy. Look, if a door could have a shit-eating grin right now, listeners, that's what you'd be seeing right now.
All right, so boy, oh boy. We should get on with acquainted this. With your doors.
I'm glad that you've got that door.
Yeah, I'm honestly like
you've got no hope with that one.
No, I don't think
you need
so.
To talk them into place.
Oh, okay.
And Morrison, so
shall I try doing what you did with your door?
Absolute menace, I reckon, Morrison.
Hey, Morrison.
What do you want?
How would you like to be screwed into place.
Oh, you are filth.
No,
absolute filth.
No, it's just a little flirty. It's just a little. I'm just gonna.
What do you think of me?
I'm just gonna put you right here. Don't worry. I'm not putting my hands anywhere.
Why are you flirting with the furniture, Riley?
Because bloody you. Well, not you, but
that's disgusting.
That was pretty weird.
That was weird.
Okay.
On air as well.
Oh yeah. I apologize, listeners. I know that that's not the public image that my listeners
right.
like to have.
Are we ready to go? Because we're running out of time.
Are we?
Yes. Yeah. Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Oh, always ready.
Felix, you will go on my first whistle. Riley.
Yes.
You will go on my second whistle.
Okay. How many whistles total are there going to be?
Two.
So I should look for the last whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you've whistled, if there are no further whistles, that's when I should have gone.
What?
That'll be the last whistle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I won't need to wait. If I hear another whistle, I'll know that I shouldn't have gone on the previous whistle.
I'll whistle once.
Yeah.
And then whistle again.
So that first one won't be the last whistle.
No.
Got it.
The second one
will
be the last whistle. That's your whistle.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, go on. Up on that. That okay. door frame right there. Yep. Good job. Right, right there. Right. I'm going to hold you in place. Right. How's that?
Okay. Morrison. Look. Bloody hell, you're heavy. Look.
Could I'm you not just... helping you here.
Well, no. Could you just get yourself, please? Just... Oh, you're the wrong way around. That's not going to work. You've got push.
I've been standing on my head this entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so embarrassing. Let me just... Oh, God, this is not going...
All right, I'm here.
Okay.
And that's time.
Oh, I got him turned the right way around, at least.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, the winner...
Oh.
Of the door off.
Drum roll, please.
That was embarrassing for you, mate.
Just me? Okay.
Felix!
Oh!
Felix Grimes. Grimes! Felix Grimes.
Tom!
Come on.
Come on, we had an agreement. You were going to let me win.
Don't give the game away.
This is unbelievable. You know what? Hey, Felix, this producer, he's been such a pain in my ass. Can I hire you to get rid of him?
He's sorted out.
Yeah. Would you mind?
But
given that you've won the door.
Where'd you get that gun from?
I've had it here the old time. Tom. You were just choosing not to look.
What's going on?
A man's only as good as his word. And that about does it for today's episode of Radio Go. I want to thank my producer, Tom, for his posthumous work on today's episode. I want to thank Felix Grimes. And I want to thank Jack Laird for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!